Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
All right, we're recording.
Recording, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where together we'll uncover what we can learn about modern dating, love, and relationships from popular television. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And I feel like Amanda's playing a game.
Yeah, right. Now, a long one.
A long game. Now I'm like kind of interested, like, what's she got on her sleeve? Because the no ring, no bracelet, she just came out the gate making him look like Boo Boo the Fool. And I'm like, oh, you had tricks up your sleeve. I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. So I still got my good eye on her. But yeah, I thought that was interesting. I feel like she's like, Sergio's not the only one here to play. That's what I was getting the impression. I was like, oh, okay. We didn't know. We weren't looking at you that way, Amanda.
Yeah, definitely not. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, what are your initial thoughts of this here episode?
So, watching this show, there's a lot of emotions and affection from the men between Christopher admitting to not wanting to like fuck up the physical connection with Katya and like just openly admitting, I don't want to mess anything up in bed, to Johan literally crying in Oscar's arms, like sobbing. Mm-hmm. It's just so much more than what we're used to seeing on American television. And I would love to know like why that is, why the Swedish audience is more receptive to male emotion. I don't know if it's Swedish television, I'm not sure, but there's a huge difference there.
Yeah, I think definitely Johan crying, seeing that big large that big large man like very deep in his emotions was like, oh, that's different.
And then I just still have a tough time connecting to these characters when we don't hear anything about their family history. I don't know who has a brother, who has a sister. I don't know. Like, I don't know anything about these people, it feels like. Except for Crystal Lee. I feel like she has told us something about her family. But everybody else, no. So I'm very excited for the Meet the Parents episode.
Yeah. Yeah, the character development is a little light.
Oh, my God. As like a feather, bitch.
The editing department. It's hard to connect. And I'm like, I'm hoping it's coming at some point. Because it's hard to connect with them. Because, as you said, we don't know too much about each of them.
No. Yeah. It's really hard. And then, but in that same vein, the production company is much more protective over this cast. We have not seen very much like only audio, right? Like somebody's turned their back and they're like, don't film me, and then we just hear the audio. We see that a lot on U.S. reality television, like we see that all the, by this time in Love is Blind in U.S. we said we got Andrew doing the teardrops, we got production's just like
I'm curious to see how this honeymoon's going to go, because usually by Love is Blind honeymoons, it starts to shit hits the fan. So I'm curious, if what you're saying is going to start to play out by episode four.
And then as far as my lessons learned, he's a smart guy. It has to do with Amelia and Lucas. How soon is too soon to share your preferences with another person? Because she was asking all about his books. He was reading like historical, nice, like education books. And she was like, I read porn.
Mm-hmm. So you mean preferences, like sexual preferences, or like
interests? No, I guess interests. I guess, yeah. She was pretty excited to tell him, and excited for him to read it. Yeah, yeah. So how soon is too soon?
Yeah, I think even more specifically, like sexual preferences, maybe, or thin, like interests. I would hope you talked about that on day one. You like to read, but yeah, if it's earring into like the sexual desires, fantasies, all that stuff, like by when? Yeah, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
So, Johan, I feel like these big ass men who don't know how to articulate their feelings.
My God,
it's just sad. It really just. He was struggling because he just couldn't articulate himself. And there was a lot of fears. Like, he knew how he felt, but he couldn't put the words into action. Or he just had so much fear around putting it into action. And she wasn't, Mira was not about to drag it out of him. So she was like, all right, well, I'm going with Oscar then. Like, but just seeing these like big old grown men. Just like cowering when it comes to something being too emotional, too vulnerable, too. It just, my heart goes out to them because this is like, what are we doing? Like, why is it so difficult for them? That's sad.
I have to say, I related to Johan a lot in those moments.
Okay.
I too have a really hard time, especially in romantic relationships, expressing my feelings and getting the right words out. It usually takes me a minute.
It takes a minute. Yeah. I think what made me frustrated with him is like, this is a pressure cooker experiment.
That's the thing. I didn't sign up for that.
You didn't sign up for that. So take your time. Ain't nobody rushing you in the real world.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But in this here experiment, like, come on. You're struggling this deeply. Like, you just seem so unprepared for the process that you signed up for. And then, yeah, overall, I'm not feeling very hopeful for many of these couples.
God, I haven't even gotten there. Okay, yeah.
Because usually around this time, honeymoons, I'm trying to assess, okay, I feel good about this couple. I don't know about
right,
that.
I
think Amelia and Lucas are really cute. I hope they work out, but I don't know.
I don't know about them.
I don't know. And then Chrisley and Rasmus, I feel like they seem to be on the same page. But I don't know. They all seem a little shaky right now. So I'm very intrigued for episode 4. We're like into the honeymoons.
Yes. Yeah.
What's about to pan out? And as far as what I'm excited to talk about, this is thinking about Christopher and Katya. Is the term like, let's take things day by day, just code for I'm just not that into you?
I have to break up with you and I can't figure out how to say it.
Right. And I need a couple days. I need a few more days to figure it out.
Yep.
Right. We'll chat about it. We'll see. But anyways, before we dive into the recap, I have just a little bit of Bachelor Nation news.
Okay.
I don't really see much in Love is Blind world, but Tyler Cameron is on a press tour for this new show.
We love that. He could be on the press tour for anything, girl. It does not matter.
Just give me the content, give me the interviews, just be out visible. Thank you. So we'll talk about some of the highlights. He was on Watch Happens Live and
He was?
Wow. And he has a new trailer for his show that we'll talk about.
Okay.
Also, I don't know if you, this is a little old, but whatever. April from Golden,
yes,
Golden Ladies. April. April and Teresa's comments being messy. We'll chat about that. And then there's a Bachelor Nation breakup that we'll also discuss. If you want to listen
what?
To
what? Wait, real quick, quick. I really do want to have, I have a discussion question to ask you about Bravo for this particular pre-show. And I think everyone will be excited to hear our answer. Having to do with a Bravo rumor that happened over the weekend.
Let's talk about it. Well, if you want to listen to this episode ad-free with our juicy pre-show, join the Rose Garden over at Patreon. On Patreon, you can also watch us on video. You can... join Patreon for a 7-day free trial as well. Head to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and shout out to the Rose Garden.
Love you guys.
All right, let's dive into this recap. Mm-hmm. So we open up with Amanda and Sergio preparing to meet.
Mm-hmm.
She's at peace, no worries.
Yep.
And he is nervous.
He's sweating.
He still thinks she's about to be Quasimodo.
Yeah.
So they meet. He is astonished because she's gorgeous.
I know.
She's
beautiful. He was walking down. He couldn't even look up. He was like, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, he's such a loser.
Such a loser. And to think that he was turned off when she said that she was bullied in school and he just assumed she was just ugly
and
because of that. As if not everybody's been bullied.
Bullied
no matter
in school.
What you look like. Yeah. Oh,
and also that not that she's 33. You think that she doesn't have a 15-year glow up, Sergio?
Right.
Oh my God. Ay, ay,
ay. So dumb. So he proposes again mm-hmm. and she says to him that she doesn't have a ring for him. Because she wants to do it at the altar.
I didn't realize this was a thing in Sweden. They get engagement rings.
I didn't
rings.
Realize this because, one, we didn't see it with the other two
The
couples,
other ones, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it very obviously, like, shifted the mood. And I was yes. like, what is this? So I did a little Googling.
You did?
Like, I've never okay. heard of this before. Okay. And we didn't see it before. So I was like, what are we missing? So apparently in Sweden, the decision to get engaged is typically a mutual one, reflected... which is reflecting the country's like focus on gender equality. Sweden is like one
yeah,
of those.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
They're very big on equality with the genders. Women and men both get paternity leave and maternity leave and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it is customary that both the man and the woman exchange gold bands during a like engagement. Like they propose to each other, I guess. I'm not sure how they do it, but they exchange rings. That's part of typical engagements. Yeah.
That's why these rings are so puny.
Yeah, it's not a big diamond. They don't do the diamond
okay.
ring thing. It's like a gold band.
Oh, okay. I
and
see.
Then depending on the couple, every couple does their own thing, but it seems like women will then get a diamond ring or a ring
right.
at the wedding.
Oh.
And then some women actually wear three bands, one for the engagement, one for the marriage, and one for motherhood. I guess when they get
work
pregnant. I know, girl, get you your rings. I know, that's right. What do they call that? Push present?
A push present, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, a little tidbit. Did not know that
yeah.
at all. But you could tell in his face, like, he was like.
Yeah, he was like, oh, we're not engaged.
Right. He didn't. He was like, oh, this is not real then. Because.
Yeah.
So that was a big deal. Hmm. And, yeah, that's when I was like, Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
You got tricks up your sleeve or something.
Mm-hmm.
He also clocked that she wasn't wearing that ratty
oh
ass
my God.
Bracelet.
Fucking camp counselor bracelet he gave her. Oh.
And lanyard. And yeah, Amanda.
I hate you.
You said camp counselor bracelet. Little box braid. Remember the little thread, the different, there's be terms for it. The box one. I don't remember.
Oh god.
But yeah, Amanda straight up gave Sergio the ill setup.
Congratulations, you played yourself.
She came out the gate swinging, yo. Like, out the gate with the disrespect. You ain't getting no ring, and
nope.
I'm not wearing that ratty ass bracelet.
No, it didn't
the
even
heck?
Fit, and it doesn't
didn't
even
fit,
work.
And I don't care.
The drawstring
yeah.
doesn't work.
It don't work.
I don't like it. It's
doesn't
go with my outfit.
Yeah, that's it.
You want to marry me still? Yes, thought so. Get in the SUV.
Yeah. Now, next, Johan.
Yes.
Johan meets with Kimia.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes into the pods off rip, just letting her know his head is like fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
he's really in love with Mira. So
yeah.
I don't know what the hell he's doing here with Kimia.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's trying to entertain Kimia. He admits in his confessional that Mira is the only one he can actually visualize proposing
mm-hmm.
to. However, Mira is still entertaining her options,
mm-hmm.
which she was flat out about. I'm still seeing Oscar. And so he's trying, Johan here is trying to do the same
yes.
with Kimia.
Mm-hmm.
Just stupid. Just, you don't want to do it. Just choose your one.
Yeah, exactly. That's what this, it's only been 2 weeks. I think these people, they fall in love and they're like, oh my God, it's you and it's marriage at the end. So it's like so mm-hmm. serious. This is 2 weeks. It'll
yeah.
take you 3 weeks to get over this. It's okay.
Right. It's okay. So yeah, he's over there wasting time with Kimia in the pods.
Mm-hmm.
Then Mira, she's again, still torn between Oscar and Johan.
Mm-hmm.
And Oscar put all his eggs in their basket. He's super set on her.
Mm-hmm.
While Johan, she definitely knows and feels he has strong feelings for her.
Right. Yeah.
And she's still trying to parse through it because he hasn't been very clear mm-hmm. and direct.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
she's like, I have a feeling he really likes me, but I don't know because he's not saying nothing.
Right. And is Oscar dating someone else? No, right?
Oscar's no, Oscar. Just
yeah.
See. Just Mira.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that you want. Mm-hmm. This, you know, the person that's just like all in on you. So anyways, Mira, we see her on like two very fun dates. One with Johan, one with Oscar.
Yeah, both spicy margaritas. Love this pink mm-hmm. power suit too. This oversized suit.
Oh yeah, that's cute.
Mm-hmm. Loved
it. A little like pale pink color.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, they're making cocktails. She's teaching them to belly dance, like having fun.
I can't believe she was doing that through a wall. She really knows her power. They're making her cocktails, her favorite cocktail.
I know, yeah.
And a spicy margarita, which I'm pretty sure Sweden is not known for, the spicy food. And she got these niggas up there, fucking shimmy. Shakira hips don't lie moving on TV. Woo.
Oh, God. So, yeah, Oscar, they're having fun. They're laughing, like, mm-hmm. all good. With Johan, just the tone is just so much more serious.
Yeah, because they're trying to they're both trying to decipher his feelings.
They're both, yeah, trying to figure this out for him. Yeah. Yeah. So she tells him flat out, she's like, there's something beautiful between us. Mm-hmm. I have, you know, but I have someone who's telling me he's all in on me. And then, you know, I also want that. I want someone who's 100%. And yep. with you and I just don't know where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to her, you know, I'll get down on one knee, like, I'm sure of that. But he's still struggling to put his words, like, his feelings to words.
Right. He's just reacting to what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I don't even think she really wants him to say, I love you. She just wants him to articulate. When you just say, like, I'll get down on one knee, great. That still doesn't tell me how you feel. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and don't you think because he's dating someone else, it's even more important for him to be expressive
exactly.
with his
feelings? Yes, be clear.
Yeah.
Be explicit. Oscar broke up with homegirl.
Yeah. Yep.
You still have Camilla. Mm-hmm. So I need to know how you feel about her versus how you feel about me. So yep. he's just really struggling to put his words together. And yeah, he's just like fearful of even putting it all out there. That's mm-hmm. what he's saying is in his confessional. And she tells him, my gut is saying Oscar.
Yeah.
And in her confessional, she's like, it's just easier with Oscar. It feels lighter with Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
With Johan, I leave those dates and it just feels heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I get it. I get her, too. Like, yeah, I don't want to beg you to tell me how you feel. I need you to know that you can articulate your feelings and I'm not going to be dragging shit out of you. And this is how we're starting with the relationship. I can't do this. This is already exhausting. I'm sorry.
Not you reading me, bitch.
Sorry.
Also, though, if you're like that, you have to be able to articulate that you're like that.
Right, at least.
You know, all the time I have to be like, give me a minute. I don't know what I'm trying to say here. Or like, mm-hmm. give me a second. I'm feeling like this. Or give me a second. I'm feeling very, or preface it. I feel very anxious saying this, but.
Mm-hmm.
Know thyself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. And also know the process you signed up for because you signed
up. Yeah, what? So. You just got to say whatever.
Yeah.
Look at Carolina. She was sending her pussy through the mail.
She's trying to get her man.
She's trying to do
going what? After what she wanted. Anything. God. So, yeah, she basically says it's Oscar. Sorry.
Yeah. You
know, she's Oscar.
Mm-hmm.
And Johan goes back to the quarters crying to Oscar.
Wait, crying to Oscar and said, if only I said it, it could have been me. And if they don't get married, who knows? I said, not this nigga pulling a Sarah Ann.
I know.
I can't. He's trying to He's wait trying in to, the wings of the apartment. The like, mm-hmm. how's it going with Oscar?
Oh mm-hmm. my God.
Exactly.
So yeah, Mira and Oscar, they head into the pods and mm-hmm. she tells him he's everything she's been looking for, you know, gives him all the validation he needs. And then he gets down on one knee
mm-hmm.
and asks her to marry him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Johan heads back into the pods with Kimia.
Yep.
Which we learn later was 15 minutes after his talk with Mira.
15, not even an hour. So that nigga cried mm-hmm. in the other nigga's arms.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little tiny baby.
Mm-hmm.
Then said, well, if they don't get married, who knows what'll happen? right before that. And now mm-hmm. is going in with his very obvious second choice.
Very obvious. Even she knows it.
Yes.
Even she feels it. Like, yes. Oh, God. So, yeah, he tells her he, you know, I can't say I love you yet. Like, I'm not there yet. Mm-hmm. And again, it's like, I don't think the women are looking for that.
Mm-mm.
He comes no. in like, I can't say those big things. It's like, I wasn't looking for that. Just mm-hmm. tell me how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's not love, that's fine. So Kimia, she's trying to salvage, you know, whatever this is. Mm-hmm. So she's like, you know, I can see us working. Like, I don't see why it can't work between us. Mm-hmm. I have no doubts. I think we have something very stable. We've been moving at a good pace. And like, I choose you, basically.
Yep.
Johan then got my Becky of the week for this next week.
Same, actually. Yeah.
This was just...
Yeah.
He got down on one knee and it was kind of weird. It wasn't yeah. really sound like a proposal. He was like, let me put a ring on your finger tomorrow.
I think, he asked just to go meet her in person.
Continue the journey, is mm-hmm. what he said.
Ew! Oh, no!
Oh. And yeah, it was, I mean, Kimmy accepted,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
it was just also weird because you were just with your clear number one. You couldn't articulate mm-hmm. the things to her, but then you can come over here and propose to somebody.
Mm.
How does that make any sense, no. Johan? Are you not looking in the mirror? Like, what am I doing with my life? Like,
no, he didn't have time. It's only sense? Been 15 minutes.
15 minutes. That's true. Oh my God. So Kimmy is all excited. She accepts.
Yep.
She goes back to the quarters and immediately has a conversation with Mira.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they kind of talk about how weird this is.
Mm-hmm.
And Mira tells her, and they talk about, not even just Mira telling her, they talk about how he spent more time with Mira. How he seemed to be closer with Mira.
Right,
and
right.
And yet he somehow couldn't propose to Mira.
Right.
But somehow he can with Kimia.
Mm-hmm.
So when Mira kind of spelled it out like that, Kimmy was like, you're right.
Wait a minute.
He did spend
yeah.
more time with you. Mm-hmm. And for whatever reason, he's proposing to me.
Mm.
And then Mira says, yeah, 15 minutes before, he was professing his love to me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's when Kimmy was like, oh,
yeah.
like, you're right. He literally just broke up with you, or you broke up with him, or whatever the
yep.
hell. And then he came in and proposed, like, this makes no sense.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, time for Oscar and Mira to meet.
Mm-hmm.
Come through Mira with this outfit.
You better work.
Holy shit. It should be required that everybody should wear red.
Right?
That oh my God. Looks beautiful on everybody.
Looks beautiful on everyone.
Mm-hmm.
This is a reveal dress. This was a reveal moment.
Yes. Yes.
She looked gorgeous. I mm-hmm. love the shade of red. I love the rhinestone straps.
Yes.
I love the wand curls.
She yeah.
body.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
I usually am not a fan of a middle part wand curl. I'm like, okay, we've done this. But it mm-hmm. looked really nice on her.
Looked great. The hair was shiny. Like, mm-hmm. so it was a great reveal. I was very pleased with this outfit she put together because they don't always put it together.
I know.
But this, yeah. I won't get over Amy. I hated Amy's dress. Amy from Love is
Wild. Oh, yeah. Oh, you was a little conservative.
Yes. Very mother of the bride.
Yeah.
I hated it. So anyways, they're both very happy, seemingly, mm-hmm. to see each other.
Mm-hmm.
She does admit he's not her usual type. She's
yeah.
never actually dated a Swedish man.
Oh, boy.
So I think she probably dates. She said darker features. And
uh-huh.
she's Afghan, if we remember. And she lived in India. So mm-hmm. probably that realm. But yeah, they sit. They chat. He is like so smitten.
He's,
he is,
yeah, of course.
Just head over heels in love, he said. And... She said she's attracted to his personality and feels
Ooh.
Like the physical can grow.
Ooh. Oh, double time. Double time.
God.
Don't be attracted to my personality.
I know. Oscar, I think Oscar's the best looking guy here, honestly.
Definitely. But I think she would have been probably more physically attracted to Johan, though.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah.
Yo, I'm about to slide in. He's about to be at that bachelorette party.
God, no.
Grinding them hips, girl. He's going to be one of them buttless butlers. What the fuck do we get for Roxy's party?
Oh, yes.
Booty butlers are so stupid.
What was it called?
Stupid shit.
Some dumb shit. Pantsless butlers. Y'all, we hired this. Well, I don't even know what they were. They weren't strippers, but they were butlers.
Yo, they wish.
They wish
they were strippers.
They were butlers. They came. They served us drinks. And yep. They had on like an apron, basically. Mm-hmm. Their ass was out.
And like a jock strap or something.
Like a jock strap, yeah. But what was the name of that company? Fuck. It's Buttless Butlers. I gotta look it up. They were nice.
They were nice. They were high on cocaine.
And they were definitely drunk as fuck. Like, one of them was really drunk.
Really drunk. Mm-hmm. And then one of them was very obviously gay. And I think I told think one of us
so.
As well.
I think so. I have to remember that. Like, what is this? Oh, God.
Oh, there are 20s.
Yeah, whatever. Like 26, whatever. It's our first bachelorette. What the fuck we're doing? We're so young.
No.
Anyways. Oh, my gosh. Johan and Kimia prepare to meet for this ridiculous... Oh, my God. Allegedly engaged. I don't know what the fuck this is.
Mm-hmm.
And going into it, it's just a mess. Kimia, she's not feeling great going mm-hmm. into it. Mm-hmm.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, there's something I gotta get off my chest, girl.
Tell me.
I've been low-key struggling with my relationship with my phone and social media. Just the over-accessibility these devices create, this addiction to Instagram, mm-hmm. the distraction from everyday life and the people closest to me, it's been really stressed me out. I'm not even gonna lie.
I mean, that makes sense. Content overload is very real, and staring at everybody's highlight reels can be overwhelming and can absolutely steal your joy and peace. Yeah. We carry around different stressors, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get those things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. You all know we're huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout different stages of my life and areas where I've needed help, from eating disorders to new relationships to my ever-changing relationship with my family. Therapy has really helped me to set boundaries and prioritize my self-care.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/2BG1R.
You know, she feels unsure, and he also looks very unsure and mm-hmm. scattered and like, what the hell am I doing? So they see each other. He looks happy. She looks annoyed, honestly.
Serving Elvira tees in this outfit. Yes. Shout out to Drag Race this week.
Shout out. I know.
She was really giving Morticia in this outfit.
In this black on black outfit.
Oof.
And yeah, they sit to talk, and she just says she's been confused mm-hmm. and wants to know how he feels about Mira.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because last they spoke, she talked to Mira last, basically. Yep. Mm-hmm. So she has more intel than he probably knows that she has.
Mm.
And yeah, he's like, he has feelings for her, but you know, I also have feelings for you.
Mm-hmm.
And she just lays down everything Mira told her.
Yep.
And you know, you told her you couldn't see a future without her. And she then, Kimia, tells Johan, you found love.
Yes.
You found love with Mira.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's what she wanted to hear. Mm-hmm. She wanted you to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fine. But it's not me. It's her.
Mm-hmm.
She has to tell him how he's feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
He doesn't want to lose. Like, he doesn't want to accept it. Like, damn, I really lost.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He still wanted to somehow come out winning. getting a wife.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. And he probably did have feelings for Kimmy to some extent. Yeah. So he was like, well, you know.
We'll give it a shot.
God. Does this give you any inkling, any feeling, any vibrations of Ayana and Jared?
Oh. Like their meeting?
Their story, I guess. Because remember, Jared was set on Mal.
Mallory, yeah.
He knew the kind of ring she wanted, like, yes. Set on Mal.
Yes, yeah. And even when he, like, proposed to Ayana, I remember, yes, I remember now. When Ayana was saying yes, we all were like, no.
No!
Because I feel like he, in so few words, told her, you're my second.
Yeah.
But let's give it a whirl type of thing.
Literally, like, you've always been there through the thick and thin or some whatever. Yeah. You know?
Yes,
like,
I admire your strength.
No! Yeah. No! No!
God. I think he literally said that to
I her. Think so, too. Oh.
Yeah.
Or your resilience.
Yeah. Oh, God. I hate that.
I can't stand it. It's an insult.
It is. It really is.
Oh, my God.
You admire my ability to withstand your bullshit is what it is.
Foolery. Oh.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah, this is very similar.
Right. Ugh. Yeah.
And I love, though, that Kimia kind of, like, took back her power.
Yes, me too.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, she was very pleasant through the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Basically
mm-hmm.
told him, we're not doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you thought, but this is what we're doing. Johan, you need to go home, and I'm going home, too, separately. Goodbye. I appreciate her and her just, like, looking out for herself, even though it was probably humiliating, annoying.
Yes.
Like, very... Yeah, like, your feelings are in shambles, but you have to, like, sit there and, like, coach him through his feelings.
Right,
It's exhausting.
Oof, yeah.
And still be pleasant about it, because she could have tore his ass up, is what she could have done.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, yeah, Johan's in his confessional just a mess, just, like, so confused, and, yeah, you could tell he is probably going through it still. So we leave the process. We have five couples, Chrisalee and Rasmus, Katya and Christopher, Emilia and Lucas, Amanda and Sergio, and Mira and Oscar.
Mm.
And they head off on their honeymoons. I'm not sure where this was.
I was hoping you caught it because I didn't. And I'd like to go.
On screen.
Because I thought this was the apartments they were moving into.
It was very nice. They had like villas. They each had their own little villa. It looks sunny, but it also looked brick cold outside. I saw the way Amelia was like doing this or like wrapped up in that shawl. I was like, oh, the sun is out, but it's cold as hell. I know it. Some Norwegian beach or where the fuck they're at is cold. Oh, God. But yeah, they didn't put it up on screen, which was also weird. Like, why?
Yeah.
So anyways, I'll go couple by couple.
Yeah.
I'm like grouped it like that. So Sergio, we'll start with Sergio and Amanda.
Okay.
Sergio's talking so much shit in his confessional. He said he's anxious. Mm-hmm. He's anxious that she wants to break things off with him and that she's not all in.
Mm-hmm.
And so now he's thinking he wants to break up with her. Is what he's saying.
Yeah.
Like, he has to do it first.
Yeah. Fuck boy antics.
But also, let me know, that ring thing was a big deal.
I know.
That's a big fucking deal that she didn't bring a ring.
I know. And he got down and said, "Will you? I'll be your Shrek. I'll be your everything." And she was like, yeah, you will. Thanks.
And I'll give you yours later or whatever. We'll see. Like, damn.
If we make it there. Yeah, if we make it down the altar.
Yeah. So we see them later. They're sitting by the pool. And he tells her he thinks she's insecure about him.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, it made him hesitant to come here.
Oh, my God.
So she's shocked. She's like, what do you mean you didn't want to come here?
Mm-hmm.
What? That's when he brings up the bracelet thing and the ring. And his whole thing, which I agreed with him on this, he wishes she communicated her intentions with the ring.
Yeah, the ring, I agree. The bracelet, chill. But the ring,
the
I
bracelet,
agree.
Whatever. But the ring, if it's customary that we each give each other a ring, you should have told me that your intention was to do it at the altar.
Because
when I come and I don't get a ring, I'm just like, oh, she's not serious.
Mm-hmm.
Or like, this isn't, you know, like, she should have communicated that. I agreed with him on that.
Mm-hmm.
But then he was really going in.
She can't with a man like this.
What do you mean?
She has to keep him on his toes, I think.
Because if she had told him, he wouldn't have proposed, or he would have backed out, or mm-hmm. would have done some shit. Yeah. So then he goes, you know, three strikes, you're out. And because you kissed me at the reveal, that's why I'm here. Oh, because that would have been the third strike if she didn't kiss him.
Yikes.
Even the way he just said that to mm-hmm. her was so wild. Mm-hmm. Three strikes and you're out. And because you kissed me, that's why I'm here.
Oof. Now we're playing with baseball rules in relationships. And now it's all about the physicality and like only because you kissed me back. I guess. Oof. Nasty.
He feels like a fool. He knows how he looked. Yeah. Not getting the ring and the bracelet was like big disrespect, and her being like, her wearing the pants mm-hmm. in a way that he did not expect at all with this, with her. He thought he, because he's been getting away with murder, that he was going to just be.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah.
So this is him trying to put her in her place type of thing. But anyways, the next morning seems like they talked a lot and mm-hmm. they both seem to feel better about things. We'll see. Now, Katya and Christopher. Mm-hmm. Katya is not into this purple hair.
She hates it, and he lives for it. Mm-hmm. He has it cascading down his shoulders, honey. Okay, he's like tossing it back and forth. Mm-hmm. He's like, I just love purple. Don't you just love purple? Aubergine, mm-hmm. lavender, eggplant. I just love it. And she's like, mm-hmm. Why did I say yes?
She literally asked him why when he was talking about the purple hair. She was like, why? Mm-hmm. Like, what is it about it? But yeah, he loves it. He brought the hair dye to do his touch up. Christopher, you ain't got to say all that.
You didn't have to do that. Why was this going to be a group activity?
Oh, God. So Katya's just all around disappointed. She's mm-hmm. trying not to show it, but mm-hmm. She can't really hide it either. Yeah. So he's apparently half Australian. She had a picture in her head of this like surfer beach boy like vibe.
Yeah.
He is not that.
Nope. He's not.
No.
Who do you have a person that I can reference that she's talking? Is this like a Hemsworth? Like a Liam
Hemsworth? Like a Hemsworth.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Big burly.
Yeah, like, big shoulders. Aussie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
And he's big. I mean, mm-hmm. this man is Swedish. They're not small people.
Right.
Most of the men. But yeah, I think she was picturing like the sandy hair and the like, you know, beach boy look. And he has like scruff. He looks more rough around the edges. Edgy.
Rough around the edges, yet brought his hair dye touch-up kit for them to do together.
Yeah.
So he has like a routine, a regime.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, which he I don't think she was expecting that either.
I wasn't expecting that. No, not at all. So poor Christopher, he's just laying all the compliments heavy, just telling her how
so
great
crazy.
It is. Yeah. How great things are, how beautiful she is, just on and on. And she's like, let's just take it day by day, one day at a time. And yeah, even the next morning, he's like, I just feel so grateful for this time we get to spend together. Mm-hmm. She literally says, likewise.
Oof.
And then again, let's take it one day at a time, day by day.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
I was going to ask you, because mm-hmm. I don't have it in my notes. Is this the couple where she touched him and she was like, I just have to get used to the fact that this is Christopher?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That was them, right? See, they're gonna break up. That literally is the telltale sign.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whenever they say, I'm just trying to match the voice to the. Mm. Whenever they bring that up, I'm just
the
trying
pods
to get used to the voice.
Up.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's how you know she's really struggling with the physical, and it's probably not gonna work in your favor, Christopher. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I don't think he's reading the room either, because I feel like all the compliments is probably making her even more uncomfortable,
mm-hmm. you know,
because she's not able to reciprocate.
Mm.
And so it's just making even more aware that she's not physically attracted to him, but he's not reading that. He just keeps being more like thick with the compliments. And awkward.
Okay. I know we used to sell this merch and I am like this and forgive me, you all, but do you think it's because he says these compliments so in such a poetic manner?
That too.
Yeah. He's
cringe. It's so cringe.
And he's not paying attention to the reciprocation because he has put in so much Shakespearean touch on his compliments.
Yeah. And she's just trying to be nice. It's early days. So she's just like,
right.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. But he's saying some cringy ass shit. Like, you're the longing of my eternal being and the joy of my heart and soul. Like, Christopher. Ugh. And some people love it. We saw with Bliss. Zach was screeching in them pods.
Just going to bring up Irina. I was just going to bring up how much she hated him.
Hated him. And he was singing and screeching in the pods and Bliss was eating it up. Somebody will appreciate it.
I thought you were talking about compliments still. I forgot about him singing.
His singing, girl. I forget.
It's trauma. I know.
You blocked it out. Suppressed the memories.
Oh my God. Now I know the song. Mm-hmm. Every day is a part of me. Oh my God. Oh God. Mm-mm. Woo.
So somebody will love it.
Somebody will. I know he's just singing to that belly every night. Oh my God.
I know. Zach. God. Did she give birth yet? She didn't give birth?
She has been pregnant for 4 years.
Forever. She's still pregnant?
Still pregnant. I don't know. I don't think so. But they love it is the most important thing. Right?
Yeah, that's the thing. It. That is her man. Mm-hmm. And she looks so happy. So mm-hmm. I love them. But yeah, Christopher, I don't know. I don't know if Katya is coming around to this.
Yeah.
The day by day, as you said, is just buying time for her to find her words to break up with him. That's really what it is. Yeah. Now, Amelia and Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
They seem cute. They appear cute.
They do. Yes. On the surface.
On the surface. Yeah. They're in bed chatting about their books. Mm-hmm. He brought some boring ass book about war and society and capitalism, some shit. I don't know. Historical nonfiction something.
I'm always so confused when people bring those for the beach.
I know. That's a light read.
I bring something on vacation that I can finish on vacation, right?
Yeah. Ideally.
Right? Like, and if I were to bring a book like that, it would be thin and it would be according to the museum I know I'm going to.
Okay.
In said location, right? Otherwise, no, you're just bringing that just to the your villa honeymoon?
I know. 600 page fucking War and Peace. Why do I want to read that at the damn, like, at the ocean? Why do I want to read that looking at the beauty of God's wonders? Yeah. And I'm reading about war and peace. Like, what? I can't. So shout out to Amelia. She had her smut.
Okay.
That's what I read. Oh my God. But yeah, they, you know, they're cute, they're cuddly, they're laughing, they're having a blast.
Mm-hmm.
The next morning, you know, she says to him, you know, how do you feel about getting your heart rate up in bed? And they kind of have a nice little laugh about it. But he's telling the real tea in his confession.
Oh my God. And she's dead ass. Okay. She's been reading that book all night and she's ready to go.
She's ready to go. And she's letting him know, like, I'm ready to go. Yeah. You are. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
But in his confessional, he's saying, you know, physical attraction isn't there.
Not there.
And she tells him, like, I'm willing to take initiative.
Yeah. Oh, Amelia.
I know.
Amelia, please.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
And he hits her with the let's take things slow.
Oh, I mean, it might as well be day by day.
Might as well be day by day. Yeah.
You know what's so crazy about this and so mean about this is that he does not seem like that. He really seems like he's into her physically.
He does. Yeah. He's doing a really good job at seemingly. And I guess he's attracted to her connection, her personality. Like,
right.
I don't think he's fully lying to her in the way that Katya is fully lying to Christopher.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
But the physical not being there and this let's take things slow.
Yeah, he's refusing physical. Yeah. Connect, like, whoa.
If it's the reverse, if it's a girl, we're more accustomed to the woman moving slow with the guy, but the guy, most guys...
They'll just take it.
Yeah. Right. So him being like, I don't know, pumping the brakes is not a good sign.
Mm-hmm. And Amelia doesn't seem that bothered. I don't know how.
Yeah. I don't think she fully... I think she's... Because he's a nice guy, you know? Exactly. I think she still sees it as he's respectful. He's trying to move slow. It's fine, mm-hmm. whatever. I don't think she's picking up that he's like just not that into her mm-hmm. or just not that attracted to her.
Yeah, right.
What? Yeah. So we'll see. Chrisley and Rasmus, mm-hmm. they're
making out this whole time.
Yeah. Very lovey-dovey in the hot tub. I think they're both attracted to each other. Both got the tattoos. They look good together. Mm-hmm. And they both agree to have sex and, you know, when later. They take their time. Yeah. Later. Take their time to get there. Now, Oscar and Mira.
Mm-hmm.
They start off, they're laughing, having a good time.
Mm-hmm.
I guess. Because I could see the glimmer in Mira's eye that she's not really into this.
I know.
You could tell, right? When they were like unpacking the luggage and stuff, even from then, I was like, oh, she's not into him.
Yes, that's when I knew, when she saw what he was unpacking, and she was like, I'm not going to let his clothes either.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. They talked about chinos for way too long.
A long time.
It's like a thing. This is like, she's not into the guy that wears chinos. Like,
right.
So yeah, so Oscar and Mira, they later we see them at like a little bonfire or something, and mm-hmm. She flat out tells him that she feels a certain worry and uncertainty about the future.
Yeah.
And she even said that she's questioning if she made the right decision.
Right decision.
And he kind of laughs it off, like mm-hmm. almost. She didn't make it sound like I'm mulling this over. More so just like natural worries. Like I'm worrying if I made the right decision, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a big deal. Like, that's not a small thing that she said.
Do you think, I might change my lessons learned just based off of this. Do you think that in a process like this, in any type of reality dating, sped up marriage,
mm-hmm.
do you think somebody saying they're unsure is actually a red flag or is it a green flag?
Mm.
I think it can be both, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's normal to have worry and uncertainty.
Yeah, it means you're normal.
I think that's very normal. But yeah, it would make me have a red flag if I knew, especially I was very recently up against somebody else.
Oh, you know, shit. Yeah,
that's Johan true. Was just here yesterday.
Yeah,
so you're debating whether I'm the right person or you made around like or he was it instead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would make me pause for mm-hmm. sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah, I think similar to your answer, it's what you preface it with. So if you preface it with like, I'm still discovering our physical connection.
Mm.
That's terrible.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's really tough. But if it's like, you know, I don't know how my family's going to receive this or,
mm-hmm.
you know, something like that, a very, very normal fear that would probably happen in the real world, too, regular like world. Without cameras,
mm-hmm.
then I think that's actually a green flag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because you don't want somebody who's just like in la la land, just caught up in the process, just mm-hmm. hopeless romantic, like not thinking straight at all. Mm-hmm. Like you have to have a little bit of your wits in this process.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you get people like Johan proposing to fucking Kimmy. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing right now.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
what? So, yeah. So, yeah, Oscar kind of hears her, kind of mm-hmm. laughs it off and is like, yeah, you know, whatever. But we'll see because that's. That's not nothing, what you were saying. That's not nothing. Yeah. And yeah, that was the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Justine, what did we learn this episode?
Well, I think it's important to state that I did change my question because my original question was how soon is too soon to share your genres with another person. Obviously, Amelia, that did not work. So, girl, I don't know what you thought you were doing with that. But as far as is uncertainty in reality dating a red mm-hmm. or green flag. I think mm-hmm. it just all has to do with what you say right before. And if it's reality competition dating or if it's mm-hmm. just reality mm-hmm. dating. So if it's married at first sight, that is great. I think it's mm-hmm. great to be unsure.
Concerns and worries and all that. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in a process like this, it's like the whole point of the experiment is to be sure.
Yeah,
because you didn't fall in love using all the things that we use to distract ourselves from real love
mm-hmm.
or whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
Depends. I also think like how soon those worries and things start to happen. Because why another reason why it's alarming, I think, with Mira is it's day one of them spending time together.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Right.
So it's not like weeks in where she's like, you know what, I really got to know you. Right. And I have some concerns.
Mm-hmm.
We're literally on the honeymoon.
We're in like, paradise. It's
the honeymoon state. Yeah.
Right.
So, and it's been it's day one of honeymoon. It's not like 3 days into it. Like,
yeah.
It's very early days.
Mm-hmm.
So I almost feel like I would feel like I haven't been given a fair shot.
Mm.
She came in with these concerns and worries.
Yeah.
Or not like we created them.
Right.
She already had them to begin with.
Mm. Or they're created by these chinos and this polo shirt.
Right.
That I just keep wearing over and over again.
Oh, God. I know. Poor Oscar. That's all he brought. What are you going to do? That's what he wears. Shit. Oh, God. My question is, let's take it day by day. Just code for I'm just not that into you. I mean, TBD, but I feel like that's what it is with Katya.
Mm-hmm.
Every time she says it, that's just what I hear. I'm just not that into you. I'm just not that into you.
Yes.
I don't hear anything else but that.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm of the camp of people who believe the when you know, you know. I definitely think that's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like your gut, your intention kind of knows your person before maybe you even mentally knew.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it goes both ways. When you know you're in love with someone. And when you know you're not
you're
in love
not.
With somebody.
Yeah.
And I feel like Katya knows. And
this
one day at a time thing is just hoping that she'll feel differently tomorrow. And like telling him, like, let's just give it more time. Like, I'll warm up. But I think she already knows. That's why she keeps saying it.
Yeah. But do you think, because she's saying one day at a time, do you think she doesn't want to completely blame the physical? Right?
No one wants to be the shallow one on Love is Blind. Nobody wants to be the one that broke up because you couldn't get there physically.
Yeah.
Like, so she's trying to wiggle her way out of that. But the writing's on the wall, Katya. You know, and the questions they're asking her in these confessionals, like they baiting her into already looking like the shallow one. So that ship has sailed.
Yeah. But I think it's, as you said, it's his like corny things that he keeps saying.
The whole package. Yeah.
That ain't helping, bro.
I don't think so. It's really not. And it's not that she wasn't into it in the pods, because he was laying it on thick there,
he
too.
Was.
That was the first time he said the eternal longing and joy, whatever. But it's now that they're out in pub. It's now that they're together in person, and she can't say those things back.
Everything
is thank you. Because she don't want to lie. She can't say, oh, you're so attractive, whatever. She doesn't believe it.
Right.
So it's just putting it more it's just more highlighted.
Mm-hmm.
And that's awkward for her. So, yeah, that's it, guys. That's the episode.
Mm-hmm.
I am very looking forward to next week to
see
more in the depths of this honeymoon.
Yeah.
What's going to go on with these five couples.
Mm-hmm.
Rate, review, subscribe, join the Rose Garden on Patreon for more, and we will see you guys next week.
Sure will. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.